This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. The RTD board has selected three finalists in the search for its next CEO. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports that they're all from outside Colorado.
Each finalist has years of experience in public transit, and all three are women: Deborah Johnson, Adelie LeGrand, and Tina Quigley. If one of them gets the job, she'd become RTD's first female CEO, and she'd be walking into a tough set of circumstances. The pandemic has sent ridership and revenues tumbling, all while Governor Jared Polis is keeping pressure on RTD to deliver its train to Boulder, which is long overdue. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
A local district attorney has opened a criminal investigation into the Aurora Police Department's treatment of a Black family earlier this week. In a statement, DA George Brockler says he won't hesitate to file charges and prosecute the officers involved if the investigation finds a crime was committed. Video of the incident shows members of the family, including two children and two teenagers, handcuffed while face down on asphalt as police aimed guns at them. Officers mistook their SUV as stolen when they were looking for a motorcycle. Both the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference and Big Sky Conference have announced the postponement of fall sports due to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. As a result, several local universities such as CSU Pueblo, the University of Northern Colorado, and Western Colorado University have scheduled their football seasons to start in spring. The decisions came after NCAA Division II canceled fall championships due to the pandemic. And coming up on All Things Considered, calling all deadheads, that is, fans of the Grateful Dead, you won't want to miss this one. CPR's Vic Vela will look back at the life and legacy of Jerry Garcia. That's coming up in 10 minutes. But before that, some schools in the South and the Midwest have reopened this week. NPR looks at what being back in school has been like in Georgia and Indiana. Then a new study found that parks serving primarily non-white populations are, on average, half the size of those that serve majority white populations and are potentially five times more crowded. Those stories are next. And Aurora has a new police chief. What will that mean for the department's culture? We've got an in-depth story about that at our sister Denverite. You can find that piece on their website or at CPR.org. Stay with us. This is CPR News.